producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
It's Monday, October 5th. Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasanelli are here with me.
Trouble.
Along with Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio
girls.
In Washington. Yes, trouble is brewing. South Carolina governor calls the deadly rain a 1,000-year event. And so, Roberta, you're in New York City, didn't get hit badly at all. Here in New England, we get some rain, a little wind, but things are drying out already. And I would expect the same thing is true, Richie, down to Delmarva. It's pretty.
We got
a lot of rain.
On the water, inland, yeah, it was a steady, cold rain.
Mm-hmm.
But where my brother is on the bay and where some of our listeners are down in southern Maryland, they got a lot. Ocean City got hit pretty good. The beach is up over the boardwalk, so they got a lot of sand to clear out. And yeah.
Down by the boardwalk.
Yep.
All right, Mrs. Clinton was on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Did you like that, Roberta?
I thought it was kind of cute.
Yeah. The only problem is that she was on with Miley Cyrus, who is a deadly distraction and dismaying.
And what on earth was she wearing?
I don't want to hear that conversation in the green room.
Oh, my God.
What do you think they talk about?
Compare Miley Cyrus to Mrs. Clinton's daughter.
Oh, there's no comparison.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, I mean, what
not
in the world?
Same species.
Just listening to her, she sounds like she's almost half dead.
Well, to me, Miley sounds like she's 50, and she's been on a steady diet of whiskey
and cigarettes for 50 years.
Yeah. I mean, it's very bizarre.
Yeah, it is.
Maybe she's gargled with razor blades. Some people do that to get the husk.
All right, so there is a story floating around the country, Jennifer. I thought maybe you could bring us up to date on it. These students in California arrested for plotting another mass murder. Or do I even want to do this? What's the point of talking about it?
It's glorifying it. Today in Philadelphia, they had these big warnings going on that same site where the Oregon shooter posted, saying not to go to school in Philadelphia today. So then, you know, and Rich and I were talking about this earlier, the fine line of living in fear and taking all these threats seriously. Yep. It's a tough place to be.
Let me tell you what's going on down on the farm. Because there's a couple of little things around Halloween that I wanted to talk about for a moment. By the way, our poll today at DougSteffen.com asks you if you're planning to dress up for Halloween. A, yes, I do every year. B, we do at work, but that's about it. C, I probably will, but haven't decided yet. D, I might if my friends do. E, I doubt it. F, I can't remember the last time I dressed up for Halloween. I did a couple of years ago.
I live in New Orleans. We dress up for any reason. Doesn't have to be Halloween.
Tuesday.
All right, but I want to ask mothers, and I suppose fathers too, who have younger children, what your... I was in a store yesterday or the day before, I can't remember now, the candy... The row after row after row of candy.
What's wrong with that, Bernie?
What is? I don't get that one.
Bernie Sanders
willing to legislate everything you eat.
Yeah, only one. No, he only wants one kind of deodorant.
Bloomberg.
No, he only wants one kind of deodorant.
Yeah, okay.
I was thinking you want one kind of candy.
No, I just want people to understand what I was at the Eastern States Exposition on Saturday night, walking around. I remember the song from Cher, Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves. That's what it looked like. Or the bar scene from Star Wars. The most unbelievable collection of... And I don't want to sound like I'm some kind of snob, but my God, people, get some clothes on. Jeepers, crow, the attire that people wear and what they're putting on their children and how every other person down there was smoking, is standing around. It was just a gluttony of overdone everything. And the kinds of food being served. Each of the exposition has a building set aside for each of the New England states.
Mm-hmm.
And interesting things, you can go in and you can get some decent food and see what's going on in the states. But out on the Midway, it's just garbage. And the kinds of people... I don't know what's happening. Looking at that.
When I go to the car show in Carlisle, Pennsylvania.
And half of them couldn't speak English.
You see the same thing.
Really?
Oh, you just, there's some tonnage walking through that place, man. Okay. It's just,
maybe it's unreal. You guys sound so terrible right now.
Well, but that's, I'm sorry, but that's what you think when you see all these people.
They're at a fair. I mean, what do you want people to do?
I don't want them to be, what I want them to be. Is
no corn dogs for you, Jen.
I know.
Some kind of respect. They're just rude and crude and smell and look like hell.
Here's my thing. When you're 45 or 50 years old and you have to get around in one of those little three-wheel chairs because you're too big to walk.
Because you've wasted your life.
And you're waiting in line at the fried Oreo stand.
All right. Thank you, Richie.
Yeah. There's some intervention that needs to be gone on there. Yep. Brothers and sisters. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Go grab a piece of broccoli.
Thank you for taking the weight off my shoulders, Richie.
DougStuffin.com.
It's sad.
It is sad.
It's really sad.
It's horrible. And you compare that to the potential. This is what I mean about the country. There's nothing in the middle anymore. You're either way out of control in terms of your lifestyle, what you eat and how you take care of yourself, or you are so focused on health and your well-being, and you go to yoga and you go to the gym and you eat well and all of the things that are tantamount to living a healthy, long life.
So let me throw this
productive out. Life, and then you get these other people who are going to be dead by the time they're 60 because they're just like whales on a beach.
You sound like you're talking about income inequality. Wow. Could this be tied? Could they be tied
Some
together?
Some politician will
no,
use
I,
it to
I don't believe
us.
That. Absolutely not.
I don't think so.
A lot of people I know
that they would
have a lot of money who don't eat well.
So there's no middle class, and there's no middle road when it comes to health. You're either...
Well, and look at the division that there is in terms of politics. Is there a middle of the road there? Not often. There isn't, but that's where the New World Order is coming in. That's what I was talking about. If you want to listen to hour number three, or is it hour number four? Four, five.
I'll listen to them all.
Hour number
Why
four.
Why limit yourself?
Yeah, and hear me talk about the whole inspiration that comes from going to see a movie like The Martian. Roberta, if you haven't seen the movie The Martian,
no, go I haven't
see
seen it yet. Is it good?
The
yeah.
movie.
It's great.
Yeah, it's good.
It's really
it's
good.
Not what you think it's going to be either. But in terms of, and you know, as an aside, the amount of money that's being wasted in this country on all kinds of frivolous things when we could be spending money on the space program and getting people in our schools to be back into the science mode and into the math mode and into the future mode and have inspiration so kids would stay in school, that kind of stuff. It's so easy to achieve, but we've talked about the haves and the have-nots. We've fallen aside from the direction that we had in order to get ahead and to move the country ahead, and we're just settling for anything. We're just settling. And so it gets us into where we settle for the stuff, the situation in Afghanistan over the weekend. The fact that the government troops are fighting with the Taliban, this has been going on for decades, if not millennia. So now what do? They blow up Doctors Without Borders, and now the Doctors Without Borders are leaving. This is one of the most important groups in our country, not in the country, in the world.
In the world, yep.
They helped so many people. They were behind the scenes with the Ebola thing. They basically took care of the problem. If you don't really know that or not, we went over and we set up the hospitals, but Doctors Without Borders were the ones who were really treating those people who were in trouble in Africa. And they've been in Afghanistan for quite a while since everything's been blown up, 20, 30 years helping people. So they blow up and who did the blowing up? Who's responsible for the bombing? We get everything is so confusing because we don't really know. You know, the airstrike. American military officials said that there was heavy gunfire in the area around the hospital at the time of the airstrike, and there were Americans and Afghans on the ground near the hospital, and so they called for air support, and so the American planes bombed the area.
But Doctors Without Borders says that that's not true. That it was a war crime.
Well, whatever it was,
whatever.
We've got all of this fighting, and we're involved, and we ought not to be involved. That's
well,
the bottom
it just shows
line.
You there's a problem with the leadership right now. No one is talking to each other. There's just no good, solid military leadership.
It's really unbelievable. All right, 16 after the hour, Roberta, and the Queen of Cheap Report coming up next here on Good Day.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
At Geico, we've been innovating car insurance for over 75 years with forward-thinking ideas like online quotes and the Geico mobile app. And to prove it, we'll play one of our first radio commercials from 75 years ago.
By Jiminy, Geico could save you money on your car insurance, which is what we'll be doing over 75 years from now. Who knows? Maybe with some sort of application that's accessible on a futuristic handheld device. We'll call them online quotes.
See? Forward-thinking.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The entrepreneur's phone system.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of Tuscadero. It's Roberta Bessanelli.
Hi there, Roberta. Let's get ourselves caught up on what the big deals are. We have, it's amazing Amazon Day today, huh?
Yes, today is Amazon Day!
Roberta, I think it's the wrong kind of Amazon.
We're talking about Amazon.com. Oh. I love Amazon.com. I'm going to tell you about some opportunities Amazon has for you now.
Good God. What's my radio program turned into here?
Everyone's heard about Amazon Prime, but do you know about Amazon Flex? What Amazon Flex is, it's a way for you, yes, you, Jen.
To spend more money.
To make money, you can make $18 to $25 an hour delivering packages.
Cool.
What it is, you know, Amazon has this new service in certain cities where you can get packages like in an hour, and they need people to deliver the stuff. So right now, if you're in Seattle, you can do it right now, and it's coming very, very soon to Manhattan, Baltimore, Miami, Dallas, Austin, Chicago, Indianapolis, Atlanta, and Portland. You can make very, very easy money on your own schedule. You tell them when you want to work. It's called Amazon Flex, so if you want to make some extra dollars, which everybody can certainly use with the holidays coming up, you can just go to Amazon and ask them about it. And did you know about Amazon Warehouse? Amazon Warehouse, with a special coupon code that we have for you, you can save an additional $10 off a $50 purchase. What is Amazon Warehouse? Well, you know, like sometimes you buy something from Amazon and you open it up and you open up the box and you kind of look and you go, nah, I don't like it. And you return it to Amazon. Ever wonder what happens to that stuff?
Yeah, my wife does it every day.
Yeah, they resell it at Amazon Warehouse. And sometimes you can get stuff 50%, 70% off. It's incredible stuff. Everything is checked before it's sent to you. And a lot of the stuff comes with a warranty. As well. So it's basically kind of like an open box or a destroyed box type policy thing.
Oh, yeah. I do that at Best Buy all the time.
Great. And the other thing is Amazon Local. Did you know about Amazon Local? That's where you can save up to 75% in your city. It's kind of like Amazon's version of Groupon or Living Social or, you know, any of those type of discount things. I've been using it quite a bit for New York City. Fantastic, fantastic deals can save you a bundle of money.
All right. So Amazon Local. Also, we have a story at DougStephan.com suggesting Target is going to now match its online prices with more than two dozen online competitors like Amazon. Roberta,
that's right,
Walmart.
Yeah.
This is a change in policy, a big step for them, which only matched prices at the store. Now they're going to
match online prices as well.
Yeah, that's a big new. Target's a nice, clean place to go.
I like Target.
Well lit.
Yeah, I like Target. Yes.
21 at the hour on Good Day.
Yeah. healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sensations musically of our time is Taylor Swift. Crank this up for a second. Every song she releases goes to the top of the charts. Wow, this woman, young woman, has just got the world on a string, and she's treating it well. She knows how to handle it, as opposed to that little worm, Justin Bieber, who doesn't know how to handle it. She is playing sold-out shows at the Rogers Center in Toronto this weekend. Blue Jays fans are worried because there's this thing called the Taylor Swift curse.
Uh-oh.
So, if you believe the number crunchers at ESPN.
I do.
Richie does.
I'm a Nationals fan. What she did.
All right. So,
please.
You look at the records of baseball teams whose home stadiums have been used for concerts by Taylor Swift. The results are not good. The curse seems to have begun in Washington, where she performed in July when the Nationals next played at their home ballpark. The lights went out three times. And then the same apparently has happened in other places where she has, but the Nationals seem to be the worst example of it, Richie.
Well,
she said.
The bigger thing here is that she's basically killing the baseball team. They go on these massive losing streaks.
Yeah.
Jennifer will back me up. The Nationals were one of the hot teams before the midsummer break.
Yeah.
And after the midsummer break, they just fell apart.
I believe you, Richie. You don't have to have Jennifer.
You look at the Houston Astros, you look at the San Diego Padres, and they've all tanked after she's played in their stadium.
Look, my Dodgers are going to tank in postseason without her playing at Dodger Stadium. They can do it just fine on their own.
The Astros have gone 7-11 since her concert there.
Great.
And the Padres went 18-29. So she's killing baseball teams right now. So, of course, she's playing in Toronto this weekend, and they are freaking out.
Right. Look out for that. All right, 25 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Next up in the musical slot here is John Fogerty with CCR. Crank this up, Richie, one of my faves. The guitar is so much fun on this. And the story's great, too.
I saw him 2 years ago at Jazz Fest. He's great.
He's going to revisit 1969, the year in which Creedence released three albums, played Woodstock during an Nate Show residency in Las Vegas. I would like to go see this show, actually. It's going to perform 8 gigs at the Venetian starting the 8th of January. Each concert will focus mainly on CCR's 3 LPs, Bayou Country, Green River, and Willie and the Pool Boys. That's a very good album, actually.
Yeah.
Behind the scenes look at Fogerty's year through exclusive footage, personal stories that he's going to tell. He is also going to feature their non-1969 hits as well. So, hits.
He's going to play the hits. You go to Billy Joel and Elton John, and you're like, it's just hit after hit after hit.
Yep.
Same thing with Petty, and same thing with Fogerty.
The Beach Boys were like that this summer, too. Play the hits.
You see
you want to hear
song
the
after song after song after song. Yep. You can sing along, too. Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
I'm going to take Meredith to see this at some point in January. Very cool. All right, good stuff. Now, last story about a musician. Not such a good one. The first two, well, I don't know about the Taylor Swift one. It's kind of fun, and the Fogerty thing is good. David Cassidy in trouble. A hit-and-run accident. He was driving a car in Florida in September, swerved and sideswiped a vehicle. According to eyewitnesses, he jumped out of the car and looked at the car and attempted to cover up his license plate before he got back into the car and driving off. His license had been suspended, his driver's license, because he had 3 DUIs.
So this kid's in trouble. Kid, 55 or something. Hey, we can update his song now.
How's that?
Say, I think I hit you.
That's a story about David Cassidy. 28 after on Good Day.
In the news, butter, eggs, and shrimp are back in style. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Consumers are moving away from processed food and eating more wholesome. This means more butter, whole milk, eggs, and shrimp. But what about saturated fat? Isn't saturated fat the big thing, the biggest killer of us all? Heart disease? Here's the thing. A lot of experts are now saying saturated fat in your diet doesn't give you heart disease. Even the feds are backing away from a long-standing ban on cholesterol-rich foods like eggs and shrimp. The question is, what are you to make of all of this? DCOC advice? Me? I cut low-fat out of my life entirely. Remember, to keep the taste in low-fat food, they add lots of sugar. And it's this added sugar that has so many of us overweight, so I'm eating eggs, bacon, and whole milk, but in moderation. Seems to be working as I'm down 11 pounds. This is Dr. Chambers on call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Hey neighbor, it's me, that guy 2 desks away that never takes a sick day. Seriously, you can always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want
a great deal. With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll always get the lowest price.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do, and I'm still free.
With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll get more tech for less. Staples, make more happen.
Price match valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store staples.com for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's 33 after the hour now on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program.
You better watch out. You better
not.
You better not thought I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
So the story today about this man whose legal name is Santa Claus. He's running for a city council seat in North Pole, Alaska. There is a tiny town in northern Alaska. Those of you who have about four or five stations in Alaska, you all know where it is. Maybe some of you have gone up and visited as tourists. The story is that Mr. Claus launched a write-in campaign for the office last week. His driver's license bears the legal name of Santa Claus. He's the former president of the North Pole Chamber of Commerce. Two seats on the city council up for election. No one filed for the office. However, during the discussion, I guess they had at the local hops brewery, Santa Claus says, I'm running for that. So the story, look at the picture of him that we have at DougSteffen.com today. Very, very, very cool.
I didn't see him yet.
Santa Claus is coming. All right, so we have Christmas in the offing, Thanksgiving more important in the news. There are things happening in the food supply that you ought to know about. By the way, say hi to Roberta Fasanelli, everybody, and Jeff Warren, who are here on the Good Day program, along with Rich McFadden.
Speaking of Good Day and Roberta, you have to do the line story for her while we're here.
Oh?
To do the what story?
The line story.
The line or lion?
That's a
line?
Good Day. The Friday video of the day, Doug.
Oh, right. Yeah, well, you want to do that now before I get myself into the serious state of what's that on the farm?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you go to our video of the day box at DougSteffen.com, there's a video there that features the same old line dudes, a couple of guys in New York who've made a business out of standing in line.
Oh, yeah,
to get tickets. They stand in line to buy whatever. They're the Uber of line standing.
Yes.
Have you ever used them, Roberta?
No, I haven't, but I know of them. Yeah, I've stood next to them online.
Really?
You know the line
standards? Natural. My name is Robert Samuel, and I'm the founder and, I guess, CEO of Same Old Line Dudes. It's a professional line sitting company based in New York City.
Okay. Hi, my name is Adonis Porch. I am one of the employees with Same Old Line Dudes.
We've waited in line for Cronuts, for sample sales, Saturday Night Live standby line, concerts, popular bars, brunches, passports. Right now, I'm in line for the iPhone 6 Plus for a customer who hired me for 48 hours. So from Wednesday 8 a.m. to Friday 8 a.m., I'll be in the first spot at the Meatpacking Apple Store.
So, you've been
on
here for how long?
Is this thing on?
Yes, it's on.
Hello, I've been in line now. It is, what time is it?
I don't know.
It's 7:21. 36 hours. Almost 36 hours. We've seen some questionable fashion,
I'm set outside in rain, sleet, snow, hot weather, very freezing cold weather.
I didn't get much sleep.
This is New York.
3 hours tops. I've been in line
this
now.
Is New York.
Yeah. And I'm not going to make fun of these guys because you know what? They're making money and they're pretty smart.
It's
you
creative,
know what?
It's an entrepreneurial thing.
When you're online, they actually hand their cards out. They go up and down the line and hand their cards to you.
We were talking earlier with our tech guru, Greg Stebbin, about the economy of technology and looking at companies like Uber and Airbnb and people who sell things on eBay. And
smart.
These guys,
smart,
and how
smart,
much
smart.
Money is brought into the economy because of technology, and people just kind of going, hey, I think I could do this.
But how many people do you know go, well, I can't find any jobs. I've got to sit at home. You know what? You do stuff like this, hey, I have no problem with you.
Yeah.
Okay, speaking of problems, there's a story also from today's show at DougStephan.com about what unhappy Canadian farmers are doing. I'm waiting to see something like this take foot in America. Farmers parked their tractors in central Ottawa over the weekend. They walked their cows down the main street opposite Parliament this past week to protest the trade talks that are in, this is these damnable international trade talks. We've got a bad one. They're about to go into one. It ruins agriculture. And the farmers say that the foreign milk that could come in, the supply, let me tell you, the Canadian problem is the same as one we have here. Let me tell you what's going on down on the farm. For those of you who know, I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being, I used to milk cows. Now I just raise them because I can't milk cows. Even selling milk for $11 a gallon in my raw milk store doesn't cut it. The amount of money that farmers are being paid to produce milk is now $4 to $8 a hundredweight below what it costs them to do it. The average price being paid to farmers, they get paid by the weight, not by the gallon, but about 8 gallons equals 100 pounds. So you can figure it that way. We're being paid $15 to $17 in the Northeast, and that means from Indiana over to the coast, from where Richie is and on up. That's the amount of money that the so-called government milk pool has arranged. This is so damnable. Understand what's going on here. When I was milking cows, when I first started as a kid milking cows, we had 1,400 dairy farms in Massachusetts. When I started milking cows on my farm 14 years ago, there were 194 dairy farms. There are 42 dairy farms left in Massachusetts, the whole state of Massachusetts, because of the attack on the family farmer that's so insidious. The collusion between the big ag corporations and the government is insidious. The prices for beef now, and part of this, the beef prices have sort of stabilized or had stabilized last year and a half. They couldn't make money selling milk, but when the cows got older, they could sell them for a decent price, so they were holding on. The last 3 weeks, the price of beef on the hoof, as they call it, has collapsed. So what was $1 a pound for the farmer is now 60, 65 cents a pound. part of it is seasonal because of Thanksgiving, and the turkeys that get sold from now until Christmas affect the price of beef to a certain extent. But not this. This rate has been caused, and the milk, same thing, the insidious, the conspiratorial nature of the milk being brought in here from other countries on the tankers from Asia, New Zealand, South America. That is happening.
We're getting milk from other countries.
Yes. Well, really? Remember when the Chinese milk came over here 3 years ago? It was loaded with melamine. They had to shut them off.
And meat, too, right?
Now, the meat thing is the same thing. Exactly the same thing, Jennifer. With this new trade deal, the meat's coming in here from everywhere. So they're putting the American farmers out of business. What the hell is wrong with these people who are... It almost looks like... We used to say, you know, it looked like Obama was trying to ruin the country. The whole damn system...
Well, it's so weird because people are so into the locavore movement, and they're so into eating farm to table, but the government doesn't seem to be getting that message.
No, I mean, that's part of the problem.
Now they're requiring stickers. You're going to have to see stickers on your meat to see where it's going to come from.
Let me ask you this, ridiculous. Though, okay? The devil's advocate.
Yeah.
The thing that scares me about milk is it sounds like if we were paying and the farmers were able to make a profit, that we should be paying 10 or 11 bucks a gallon for milk.
No. No, that's
what
not
true. What should milk cost?
Milk should cost
if
more.
The dairy, most, if the dairy farms in this country were healthy and running well, what should a gallon of milk cost
about
us?
About $6, $5.56.
So we're now $3 to $4, $3 to $5.
Yep, about a third more than what we're paying now. The influence, most stores, the big supermarkets use milk as a lost leader. When you go into a store, if you look in the aisle and the way the stores are set up, almost every single dairy is set at the end of the store. Most people go to the store for four or five things. You know, the surveys that Phil Lepper, the supermarket guru, has done would tell you that most people have a few things in their mind to get when they go to the grocery store. But the way the stores are set up, you have to go up and down these lines to get to the things you need, so you buy a whole bunch more by the time you're done. Last night I went in to get a couple of things on the way home to eat. I pick up some flowers for Meredith and a couple of other things, and maybe I would spend $40. I spent $140, and I bought a bunch of fruit and some other things, but that's how they get you. And that's fine for business, but what I'm telling you is, and I may be the only person in the country who's saying this that has this kind of a stage, but mark my words, my experience in farming tells me, I was talking to the cattle dealer last night because we're shipping all of our cows out to other places from here for the winter, and I wanted to buy some more heifers to raise, and he's telling me this guy in Maine who had a beautiful head, a beautiful herd of about 160 head of Jerseys, he just called him on Saturday and said, I'll sell my cows, whatever you want, come take them, I'm going out of business. And this is happening over and over and over again because the farmers are being driven out of business. Now you say, the marketplace, if we got the government the hell out of the business and we had a free marketplace, you could actually charge what you wanted. People like Roberta just suggesting, the locavore movement understands where the good milk is coming from. The stuff that's coming, whether it's beef, in many instances, the produce, and for sure, the milk is crap. But because of these trade deals that we made with all these other countries, because we want them to take our stuff, well, we've been putting the farmer at such a disadvantage that you are the one who's going to suffer, not them. You, I'm not just saying the people overseas, you are going to suffer.
What's in it for the government?
If we don't keep, because the government is getting the people that are in Congress who control with the bureaucrats who are all being paid off. You look at the millions of dollars these PACs are raising for people who support the big ag businesses. And it isn't just Monsanto, it's ag, Cargill.
You've got constituents. I mean, up in Massachusetts, not really farmland, but you go to the Midwest.
You go to the Midwest, they have the same problem.
You've got to answer to
your constituents. You've got to have the same brand. They are.
So
a lot of these guys are going
to
get booted this time.
But they're going to get booted out because
they've screwed this to a fare thee well,
constituents.
Richie. Screwed this up to a fare thee well. It is disgusting what's going on down on the farm. So I wanted you to understand why the price of beef is going down. It isn't what you're eating isn't what you think. What you're getting is not what you think you're buying. And because all of these companies have been able to successfully kill the movement, as Jennifer just said, to label where this stuff comes from, the country of origin labeling has gone down to defeat every time. Why would there be such opposition to that unless these guys are getting paid off? There's no explanation that makes any sense other than that.
The consumer still wants it, and you go to most grocery stores. Like when I go to the fish section in any grocery store, no matter what it is, whether it's Whole Foods or one of the other ones, they usually give you country of origin.
They usually do. It's their choice,
though.
Yeah,
they usually do.
Yeah, they do.
It's their choice because they know the consumer wants it.
Exactly. The customer who comes to their end, hold on, just a second. The customer who comes to that store wants it. The person who goes to the average grocery store doesn't know from nothing.
No, but that's what I'm saying. This is like I'm talking about the Giant or the Safeway. I'm not talking about your Trader Joe's and your Whole Foods. Right. I'm talking about that because they know the consumer wants it, and the consumer will control everything. So whether the government passes it or not, the consumers. I mean,
but they pass these trade laws that make it so easy to get all of this stuff. These foreign beef. They don't even inspect the beef before it comes in here.
You know what you can do? You can tell everybody that's within earshot of you to pay attention to where you're buying from.
What do you think I do all the time when those things come up?
I know, but you don't need to worry about the government. If the consumer
I'd like
is
to get the government the hell out of the way. That's what I'd like to stop having the unfair advantage.
Just pay attention.
Driving all these farmers out of business. When I had my auction on the farm a month ago, the number of people that they figured would show up was half because we did, the guy looks at me and says, oh, that's right, there's no more farmers anymore around here.
I should have thought of that.
If we don't do something about this, never mind we won't be the breadbasket of the world. In 30, 40 years, we won't be able to feed ourselves. This is what is going on. I'm telling you, mark my words, when I'm an old man, 40 years from now, I'll be saying, oh, Richie, how do you do me?
I told you so.
That's it. Okay.
Yeah, I've been saying it for 50 years.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, if your hair is falling out and you would like to fix
it.
Oh.
She went there.
Oh, Doug, you still look nice.
Booyah.
I'll tell you this, there is somebody in the world who thinks I'm very sexy, Roberta.
Ew.
Yeah,
too sexy for my hair. Sexy for my hair.
Provia.
Ew.
Am I going to get through this or not?
Yeah, let me hear. Watch this. All right, she's gone. Go ahead.
All right, that's all right. You can keep her there. Maybe I can drown her out a little. Provia.
Never happened.
Easy-to-use serum. Clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your scalp. There are two or three things that are in Provia that are really cool. One of them is this part of the serum that cleanses your scalp, opens up the pores, allows the follicles of hair that have gone away. When the hair comes out, you got to replace it, just like all the other cells in your body. And if your pores are plugged up, the follicles of hair underneath your scalp can't get through, so cleanse them with Provia. And then there is a volumizer in, this sort of sounds like what you find on the dial to your iPhone or something, the volume, turn up the volume. Well, the volumizer makes your hair thicker and richer, fuller.
You know why, right, Dougie?
Why is that?
The bigger the hair, the closer to God.
Really? I hadn't...
Very good, I love that.
All right, so get close to God. Call 800-525. Maybe that's the thing. Instead of getting your hair back or your money back, I should just say, get close to God. 800-525-8319. The people always get a kick out of my commercials because they listen to them. This guy's pretty creative and pretty clever. He may not be getting a message across, but it's at least entertaining to listen to the conversation. But the bottom line is, you want to have the best head of hair you possibly can, men and women, both. Call 800-525-8319. Mention Doug Steffen. You'll get two bottles of Provia. One, the Super Concentrate, works faster, better, stronger. And the regular Provia, that volumizes your hair. Put it along the part line and see what happens in 3 or 4 weeks. You'll be very pleased. Provia works, or your money back. 800-525-8319. One more time, Richie. 800.
Yep.
525-8319 for Provia.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist. They're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better.
peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned HealthMart pharmacy near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
All right, so the Jets, the New York Jets, Roberta, brought 350 rolls of toilet paper with them to London.
Oh.
They wouldn't have to use the British version. They don't like the thin British version of toilet paper.
Great, they're going to ruin the sewers of London.
Game against the Miami Dolphins at Wembley Stadium.
By the way, the Jets can stay in London for all I care.
51 after on good day.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I bet a lawyer charges $350 an hour. He billed me every time you sent these papers back.
Well, I'm glad to see you finally got the message.
Shut up, Bear.
Expect me to tell you you look good? But they run out of soap down at the Piggly Wiggly since I left?
Hey, one more, Clippers.
Look at you! You have a baby in a bar.
That's from the movie Sweet Home Alabama. And coincidentally, the theme from the movie is being sung by Jewel. The movie was number one this week in 2002. Sweet Home Alabama. Yep. Oh, Alabama. All right, Chuck Curry is here with the results at the box office over the weekend. I'm going to be surprised if The Martian wasn't number one at the box office. We'll talk about that. I went to see it. Richie went to see it. Chuck hasn't seen it yet, but it is a great take, and I'll give you some more. Richie will give you a few bits and pieces of why you ought to take your children to see it as well. Coming right up here on Good Day.
At GEICO, we've been innovating car insurance for over 75 years with forward-thinking ideas like online quotes and the GEICO mobile app. And to prove it, we'll play one of our first radio commercials from 75 years ago.
By Jiminy, GEICO could save you money on your car insurance, which is what we'll be doing over 75 years from now. Who knows? Maybe with some sort of application that's accessible on a futuristic handheld device. We'll call them online quotes.
See? Forward thinking.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. on the road, at the beach, or at home. Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, Chuck Curry is here with the Movie Moments, Movie News, an overview of the box office from this weekend. Was our prediction correct? Was the
right on, actually. Ridley Scott's heavily promoted, well-reviewed movie, The Martian, number one at the box office, Doug, $55 million. Yeah. That was $700,000 short of the October record set by the Sandra Bullock movie Gravity 2 years ago. Had a budget of $108 million.
Good movie.
The way it opened and word of mouth probably make around $200 million in the U.S. alone. What do you think?
It's a terrific movie for all kinds of reasons. Not only is it done well, the special effects are terrific. You are a believer. When you watch NASA control the pictures of Mars, I don't even know where they shot this, but it's got to be, I don't know, some desert in Asia someplace.
Great question, yeah.
This thing was so right on and believable. And the stories, you know, the funniest thing, I'm so funny about some of this stuff. One of the best features of the movie at the end, they actually give you the characters and the name of the actor who played. I would love that to be
like
a law so that you know who these actors are that are portraying these parts. It was terrific. But the story, Matt Damon has come into his own. He really has. It's just a superb
story. It's funny. It's adventure.
Nicely done.
Drama.
No killing. No blood. No crashes. Nothing like that.
I was up until a few years ago, I was always so-so on Matt Damon. I'm not a fan of the Bourne movies. I think
they're great. Yeah, they're very good.
But then I went to see with my wife and daughter, We Bought a Zoo, and I thought it was just so appealing.
Very nice story. Yep. Yep.
And I gained a lot of respect for his work. Hotel Transylvania 2 placed second, $33 million, $90 million in 2 weeks. Cesario, the Mexican drug cartel movie with Emily Blunt, placed third, $12 million.
What's that? So what is that all? Is that like really violent, horrible?
Very violent.
Is it?
Yeah, budget of $30 million, so it'll make money back. The Intern with De Niro and Anne Hathaway is actually doing pretty well.
Nice movie.
Million, $36 million in 2 weeks, and Maze Runner 2 ran out the top five. Robert Zemeckis' movie, The Walk, which is now on 448 IMAX screens, goes wide this weekend. Underperformed, actually, $1.2 million at the box office with a $3,000 per screen average. That's only mediocre.
Who's in that?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who I like a lot.
Okay. All right.
Doug, yes, location for Mars, for the Martian?
Yes.
Wadi Rum, Wadirum, in Jordan. It's a desert in Jordan.
Wow. Really?
They say it took about 70 days. The rest of it was on a soundstage in Budapest.
Yeah.
And they say it took about 70 days to film, and Matt Damon only saw his co-stars for 5 days of that 70 because he spends most of the time by himself on Mars.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it's really, he carries the movie.
He does a great job.
It's superb. So it was in Jordan that did it.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So just take your family to see it.
I took my son to see it. He loved it. Yeah. There's a couple of words.
Yeah, the F word shows up once or twice.
And Matt Damon's butt. But other than that,
that wasn't really his. That's a double.
That's whatever. A benefit.
Yeah, right. All right, Chuck, you can bring your butt back here tomorrow, please.
Thank you, Doug.
Chuck Curry on Good Day at 59 after the hour.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.